The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today, we do not have a reading. Today is a follow-up to yesterday's podcast about Epictetus and Stoicism and habits, with guest appearances by James Clear and BJ Fogg. I am recording this about 15 minutes after recording the last episode, and I had a thought. This is actually something that I was mulling over for the last couple of days, and after recording the last episode, it kind of clicked. Okay, so the thing I was mulling over was the fact that I've sensed a somewhat of a writer's block, or I guess podcaster's block, in the Stoic Jew podcast. And I wasn't sure where this was stemming from. I thought it was stemming from the beginning of the summer when I just needed a break from everything. And when I started it up again and decided to not do it every day, I thought that that would be the solution. But I realized that that's not the case. And so I kept on investigating and thinking about it. BJ Fogg, I'm not going to go into this whole thing. BJ Fogg has a formula for behavior change. The formula is B equals MAP, M-A-P, which is behavior change occurs when motivation, ability, and the prompt line up and converge in the proper way. So his book is structured around each of those three things: motivation, ability, and prompt. And I was thinking about these things, and, you know, motivation, I think, is not a problem here. I haven't experienced any change in my motivation to make the Stoic Jew podcast. And I guess that's what was puzzling me. And this led me to realize when I was reading his chapter this morning, not Marcus Aurelius, but BJ Fogg's chapter on ability, he mentioned that, you know, sometimes you just have to ask yourself, what is making this behavior difficult and what can I do to make it easier? And again, this puzzled me because I've been making the Stoic Jew podcast all year. And so like I was trying to think to myself, did something change, you know? And then I recalled what changed. What changed was, if you look back at the episodes, I started on September 6th, 2020, which was not even it wasn't even a podcast. Actually, it was really September 7th. It wasn't even a podcast. It started off as just recordings for the few people who were interested on WhatsApp. And I recorded an episode every weekday, pretty much without exception. And what I did was I recorded, I made each episode on Marcus Aurelius' Meditations. And we're talking a ton of episodes from September 7th all the way through January 14th. So starting with the beginning of book two, going all the way through book four, chapter 37. So every day I just went through the next chapter of Marcus Aurelius. And I realized that what changed is in February, when I started recording my third season of the Stoic Jew podcast, I deviated from Marcus Aurelius and started doing episodes on Epictetus and on Seneca and on other topics. And that was great. But what I realized has happened is it has become a chore to choose what to make an episode about, okay? In other words, for the whole first half of the podcast existence, I didn't have to choose what the episode was going to be about. I just knew, okay, tomorrow is going to be the next chapter of Marcus Aurelius. And in fact, my routine was that I would read I'm recording this on a Tuesday. So like, let's say, I would have recorded an episode this morning. Then I would keep my Marcus Aurelius in the bathroom. I would read the tomorrow's chapter for the first time at some point early on Tuesday. Then I would go about my day with this chapter in my mind. And then I take a shower at night. So I would read it again before I took a shower and think about it in the shower. And then I would record it the next day. And that was my routine. And at no point did I have to stop and think, what do I want the next day's episode to be about? And what happened was that got tedious. In other words, I lost motivation to keep on doing Marcus Aurelius, and I had more motivation to switch it up and do the letters of Seneca and do like other areas in Epictetus and make my own things. And that was a good decision at the time. But what happened sometime along, I guess, I don't know, late spring or early summer, then it became not quite a chore. It just became difficult. It took too much mental energy to choose what text I wanted to do and to choose how to conceive of the episode and to choose what sources to bring in. And it became much, much more like preparing a whole other shiur, which is how I ended up relating to it, rather than just an extension of my own learning, which is how I started off relating to it in the beginning of the year. So I realized that that's what's making the behavior difficult right now. And what has happened is because I've also allowed myself to not do it on a daily basis, you know, to do it intermittently whenever I feel like it. So I've also taken away the prompt. So of the three prongs of behavior change, motivation, ability, and prompt, I had unwittingly crippled two of them, ability and prompt. Ability by making the choice harder than it needed to be, and by removing my automatic prompt of doing it as a daily thing. And the motivation is still there. So what I realized I would like to do is I'd like to return to Marcus Aurelius, and I would like to resume where we left off with book 4, chapter 38. That'll be the next one. And I'd like to start it and see what happens. And I don't know yet if I'm going to continue it every day during the summer, because I'm going to have to interrupt later on when I go to the cabin. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if this alone is enough and if I become motivated to do it every day. But yeah, this is just, I don't know. I guess this is just a good reminder about how you, even when you're involved in cultivating habits and routines, then it's not like you find one routine and then you're set. Things change. And in this case, it was whatever factors made it overwhelming for me to choose what to make the episode about. And that changed and I didn't realize it. So it requires a constant vigilance, as one teacher once said. Yeah. So that is it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor a day's or a week's worth of content, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.